I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, how did you get that terrible thing you got? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
So the thing that I got was the tender little area between the back
and the front?
The what?
The back and the front between your legs?
Yep, that little tender area.
Mm-hmm.
I got an abscess down there.
Oh, no.
Yes, it wasn't pleasant. It was so bad that I couldn't sit down. And I finally decided to go to the doctor and get it taken care of. So they basically had to, lay me on the table, and I'm kind of laying there, kind of spread eagle on my side. And they had to get down there with a needle and numb it first, and then they got in there with a little scalpel and lanced it.
Man, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but for me, I would say that easily is one of the most sensitive places of my body,
mm-hmm.
as it gets the least amount of interaction with anything else.
And is it completely gone? Now, typically, when you have one of those areas, there's a very high percentage that that same exact thing will form again unless they get everything out of there, which they say they do, but it still will occasionally come back. So have they warned you about that?
No, they never told me about that. I haven't had it come back since. So.
Well, thank God.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either. That's a sensitive place to get lanced. Were you able to see what came out of there?
No, and I don't think I wanted to either.
I don't think you do either.
Yeah.
You can probably smell it. How do they say that this, is there any rhyme or reason it just happened?
Just happened.
Okay.
You know, maybe toilet paper or something. I don't know.
You gave us the worst answer. Everybody listening wanted to hear that you did something stupid, but instead you're like,
perineum?
I mean, sisters kind of show up.
Perineum.
Perineum, all right.
Yeah. Ain't that a shame?
Ain't that a shame?
You're a real saint to go through that one. Time to paint the house.
By the way, Miles, someone's talking about your diabetes. They say, yes, type 1 is juvenile, type 2 is the adult onset.
Correct. Yeah.
I guess that's when you can eat yourself
you bring that on yourself, too.
Okay.
Through your lifestyle. How did you get that terrible thing you got? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mac. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I ended up... 3 days before my wedding, ended up getting shingles and pleurisy.
What is pleurisy?
Pleurisy, you get pleurisy from getting walking pneumonia. So I didn't know I had pneumonia.
Damn.
And was walking around.
Okay.
And did you find out who you got that from?
That? The pneumonia?
Pneumonia. Yeah. Somebody at work? What, a friend, relative, what?
I have no idea. I just,
before
my wedding, went into the doctor because I felt like I had a midget stabbing me in the back. And every time I would go to breathe, felt like somebody was punching me in the chest.
Okay.
And doctor's like, you got shingles and you got pleurisy, which is your lungs are all inflamed and basically getting stabbed by your ribs.
So what do they do?
They gave me a shot for the shingles and they said basically, you're going to have to deal with the pleurisy until the inflammation goes down.
And did you make it to the wedding or did you postpone it?
Oh, I made it to the wedding. It was all,
How miserable were you through the ceremony?
I wanted it to be over so I could get to the drinking part.
Well, most people do, regardless of the disease
like
involved.
Yeah.
You still married?
Oh, yeah. I've been married 9 years.
Okay. So it wasn't an omen. Typically, when something like that happens right before the wedding, you sit back and you go, should we be doing this? I know this has nothing to do with anything. But
I have two things.
Is this a sign? Yeah, exactly.
No, that was all from, I believe it all came on from her parents.
A little stressful, huh?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Little helicopter mom.
Pneumonia is brutal, too. I've had it twice.
Yeah, my mother once had walking pneumonia, as they call it. And she gets like bronchitis, all this kind of stuff. But the walking pneumonia, at least in my experience with my mother and any respiratory thing that's happened to her, that is the one that she singles out as being the absolute worst.
Yeah, I got it once when I was in high school, and it's just brutal. It just knocked you out. And I got it over Christmas, and it was awful.
Oh, you're not going to get anything like that unless something else good's happening. We have a family vacation planned. Like, oh, you got walking pneumonia.
Yeah. But wouldn't you be contagious to the people that are around you at that wedding? In other words, wouldn't you need to isolate yourself to some degree if you have walking pneumonia?
I don't know how it works because my mother had walking pneumonia, and I'm still living at home at this time. She had it. I mean, she's bedridden and all this. And every once in a while, you get up and do whatever it is she's going to do. But, like, my father and I were fine.
I don't know, because I've had it. Like, when I had it, I was in high school, and nobody else in my family got it. I was the only one that had it.
Yeah, but you couldn't go to school.
No, but it was Christmas break.
Oh, okay. That's the perfect timing. Birthday and Christmas break. I'm sick.
Well, it's my birthday.
It was just miserable. I remember on my birthday, we went to a football game, and, like, I couldn't even, like, cheer. You're just colder than you've ever been. And, even as an adult, when I got the second time, like, you might be sick. But there's something when you're close to getting pneumonia or you get it, you're just like, something is wrong with my body. And you just know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's awful. It's what you're just wiped.
I'm just going to read this one comment. It goes back to the diabetes, as it were. It says, I have a 10-year-old son who has type 1 diabetes. And according to Children's Hospital, you can get it at any time in your life. And then they end it with, have a great day.
Yay!
I'll get right on
it's
that.
It's like Amazon. Just get it whenever you want.
Yeah. Yay! Hello, Doug, welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, so, hola.
Hola. Hola.
Yeah, so, I'm here in the beautiful state of Washington, so I smoke a little bit of weed every now and then.
You don't say.
Pretty much every day. But I used to smoke concentrate, oil, and I didn't put two and two together, but I ended up in the hospital because it's called scromiting or cannabis hypernesis, I think it's called. But anyways, I was so sick, I would throw up all day long without anything coming up. It was the worst thing ever.
Dude, just try it even.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. It put me in the hospital twice, and I was in there for 3 days, and finally the doctor asked me, he says, do you smoke? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, that's what it is. So just a public announcement to anyone that smokes that stuff.
Do you mean like a vaping oil, or do you mean you're doing dabs, like waxes?
Doing dabs, yeah.
And
so I was dabbing daily.
Well, that's about as highly concentrated as you can get in that form, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And
it's almost 100% THC.
And so that is what caused the infection.
Yeah, well, it was just, it basically would, I'd wake up in the morning and I was nauseated, and then I started throwing up, or dry heaving really is what it was. And the only thing that would make it better was a hot shower or a hot bath. I'd have to, like, I was in the bathtub for 3 days.
Yeah, you don't want to dry heave.
Lord, man.
One time I blew out my eyeball, like, dry heaving, man. Like, my whole eye turned red. People thought I got the living hell beat out of me. I'm like, no, I just dry heaving from being drunk.
Well, see, but these things happen. I threw up my back from puking. And then to that, someone says, I tore my urethra from coughing while pinching off a stream. Right? So they're urinating.
Nightmare.
Right? They cough, and then,
huh.
That's not, that is so not okay.
It's like blowing up the end of the hot dog in the microwave.
Right, exactly. Like, you don't expect.
It's done.
That really looks like the head on that thing that dances on the side of the road. You know what I mean?
It really
the inflatable thing.
Dude, I'm not too sure years from now. I don't know about. I get it. People like them, but those dabs just seem crazy.
They're just too much.
And it's so intense.
Well, Ted and I, we did one probably a decade ago. We went down to right when the medical thing was starting. They had a big market.
It was a flea market.
Yeah, it was a flea market of weed. So we're like, get out of here. We also went to Buffalo Wild Wings, which was awesome. But. You know, I'm a pretty regular smoker at this point in time. As you were there, you can sample everything that's around you, so you have a chance to smoke a lot of the things you buy. Everything is going fine, and then for the first time I had somebody set up a rig, and I did one of those.
Yeah.
And I think we'd already pretty well determined that we were going to leave within a half an hour of that, whatever. It ended up being like 2 more hours before we could actually walk out the door, because we were just so fried.
It was 2 more hours, and then it was like another half an hour inside of Buffalo Wild Wings,
just
where I was just sitting there silent. I didn't really know. And then finally, I, like, ordered a beer, and Miles was like, oh, you're alive. Yeah, I was like, sorry.
We were both just like, ah.
Wait, there's like, it's Buffalo Wild Wings. We love that place. There's sports on. And no, not a word.
We haven't even ordered wings.
I don't even think we even ordered a beer. We were just, like, sitting there, like, food.
They're probably like, I know where they just came from.
How did you get that terrible thing you got? 844-999-OLA.
Hell of a day. Fun day.
That was the last time I've ever did that.
Oh, I did some recently, and it put me to sleep.
Yeah. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, I was over in Africa working for the government, not ours. Got really sick. And came down with something called black water fever.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling. Is that based on what a man named Josh today.
Is that based on what comes out of you?
You want to what?
Is that based on what comes out of you, what they named it, black water fever?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. They said it was really bad, and I'm like, well, I don't feel very well. I haven't felt well for a while, so
what,
got me out of there and took me in the hospital for a while, and about 2 months later out of the hospital.
2 months?
Took me back to work.
What causes black water fever?
It's something you drink in the water. The water is not clean or something like that. We were in the Republic of Congo at the time, working for the Congo government, keeping peace, and the people were doing weird things with the wells, trying to get us sick. And
of course.
We weren't really popular people over there.
Were you working for, like, Blackwater, one of those contracting companies?
No, Blackwater fever is what I got.
Yeah, no, but I was going to say, like, ironically enough, were you working for Blackwater?
No, we were working for a private company inside the government.
Okay.
How intense is that kind
scares
of job?
Me.
I mean, you have a nation, in this case, an African nation, where they're at odds about whatever silliness people get at odds about, but they hate you more than they even hate who they perceive to be their enemy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it wasn't the most popular thing, you know, but, you know.
So you couldn't go to a restaurant if there was one. You couldn't. You basically had to steer clear of anything like that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't go out. If you did go out, you were very, very heavily armed.
Okay.
And locals didn't really like you, but the government was there because the people you were working for wanted different people in power, you know?
Well, of course. You don't say. Mm-hmm. Huh. It's almost like Game of Thrones is based on, I don't know, real life.
You should have said here in the United States, when we think Congo, we think Gloria Estefan.
That's right.
Listen to the bass, it's going to make you stronger.
Come on, baby, do the Congo.
I think drunk white people at a wedding. That line. Which, truth be told, I'm a drunk white guy at a wedding. I love a Congo line.
How did you get that terrible thing you got? We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
How did you get that terrible thing? You got it. Here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, on time here, we're just going to jump right in the birthdays. Guys, this is a good one. My first son, Wyatt, was born today at 8:39 a.m. How about hooking him up with a little kid face sandwich? Sincerely, Joe.
Fish sandwich.
Joe, congratulations on that. Very cool. Abitola's would like to wish happy birthday to my two-year-old son, Daniel, a.k.a. Pickle, from Gil, Lindsay, and David in Woolley. He'd like a little kid face sandwich and some turtle sex. Sorry, Thrill. Love you guys.
Fish sandwich.
Pickle. Pickle.
Bitches, I want to wish my brother Meatstick a happy birthday today. It's his 31st trip around the sun. Give him a big old bong rip. Your penis is too small, and maybe a Leroy Jenkins if you got one. Thanks. From the Angry German Mechanic. Bitches, I turned to 32 today while on a 3,000-mile road trip from Seattle to Oklahoma. I'll be able to celebrate in Dallas tonight, but can I get Aussie Ted, Dirty German Thrill, and West Virginian Miles talking all over themselves for my birthday? Keep on rocking. That from B-Dub.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll go on the show.
I'm going to go to Tucson, Miles.
I'll probably remember
that.
I'll
see what the place is. He's dry, huh?
Either way,
we're going to be doing all that stuff right now. It's all you, not bad accent.
And they sucked. Good afternoon, fellas. I was curious if I could get a birthday request from my amazing wife, Anna Joy. She is 34 today, great mom, and an even better wife. How about the dirty Germans talking about her new pearl necklace that she got today for her present? Keep up the great work, guys. That from her husband Kyle and the kids.
Yeah, we are glad that you like this pearl necklace, as I will be giving you another one tonight.
Yeah, see, this necklace. The most important thing is to fake outrage and clutch it.
White after Labor Day.
Yeah, lucky for you, I changed colors.
Hello, guys, it's Tom again.
Hey, Tom.
Last year I emailed, I was 33. Well, I was...
Wait, let me guess. I'm just going to guess. Spoiler alert, I'm saying he's 37 now.
He says I was really 34. This year I'm really 35. Wanted to straighten that up so I get some dirty Germans talking about working on cars and how it feels to be halfway to 40. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
Yeah, I don't know what part of your body you call Z40, but I plan on being halfway there tonight.
Yeah, so no. So I'm glad you can work on these cars. You seem bad with the numbers. So I'm not the smartest man, but halfway to 40 would be 20.
Old Michelle is my older girlfriend. Brianne is 38 today. How old's your younger girlfriend? Could you get a Leroy Jenkins?
Or is he just saying she's like really old?
I don't know. The dirty Germans talking about possum awareness. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I've never had the euphemism for your possum before, but tonight you would not be playing dead.
Yes, you know, see, I think it's the opposite. After you called your girlfriend, like, the old one in the house, maybe you should go play dead.
Yeah, play with her lady possum.
Yeah, this is for my older girlfriend.
Let me see her possum blossom.
See, I passed away, 38 isn't that old, older girlfriend.
Hello, dudes, I've learned in life that if you want birthday love, you gotta ask for it your damn self. Today is my 40th birthday, and instead of doing something exciting, I am spending it at the SCCA with my 19-year-old kid getting his leukemia infusions. Man, that sounds like an amazing way.
Happy birthday.
Spend your birthday. So, let's see here. Can I get to Coach Ted encouraging my son to fight hard to kick this nasty disease? His name is Farron, and guys, remember that September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Get on the bone marrow donor registry to help save some lives. Thanks, guys. For the laughs. That from our friend Rose down in Tacoma.
What's his name again there, Miles?
His name is Farron.
All right, Farron, you're in a tough situation here, but let's listen up and look back in history of football. There was a team that was undefeated and another team with a bad quarterback named Eli Manning, and he came out victorious in the Super Bowl twice against the Pats. Stay strong, son, and kick this cancer's ass.
Yeah, he's out of work now.
It's all right. He won when he needed to. We all have other struggles in life. We just need to get them through past this way.
Guys, my husband Cole listens to the Men's Room daily. Could you please give him a barber shop, a fish sandwich, and a shut your mouth, the bagel guy? That from your wife Linda and your awesome son Evan, who's actually turning 13 tomorrow.
For a fish sandwich, cheese and tartar on the side. Oh, yeah. I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Gentlemen, my beautiful mother, Kelly, is making her 49th trip around the sun today. She raised three boys all by herself, got through school in her 40s to start her new career, and has even kicked cancer square where the sun doesn't shine. Can I get the following in order? A, your penis is too small, a suck-it-up cupcake, and the absolute filthiest dirty Germans that the FCC can possibly allow. Stay awesome, dudes. Cheers from the wannabe radio DJ superstar.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the surprise for what I have for you tonight, but they'll be calling you Smelly Kelly with the sticky belly.
Yeah, see, that's the weirdest part is the stickiness is just syrup.
Yeah, I'm going to look at your Kelly button.
Mm.
Her soft under Kelly.
Mm. The tender part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But y'all, today's my mom Deborah's 56th trip around the sun, and... we're seeing Foreigner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Deborah.
Get out of here.
All right.
She's going to be hot blood about the time that show's over with. She's always been there for me and deserves to have the best birthday ever. Can she get a big old bong rip and a barbershop fish sandwich to celebrate? Thanks, guys. That from Kato.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got to eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? And put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
And finally, from the birthdays, today is my mom's 63rd trip around the sun. She's the best mom ever and an amazing grandma as well. If she could get a little advice from Coach Ted, that would be great. Thanks, guys. And Robin, that from Sean and Jackson.
This advice in general on being a mom and a grandma?
63 years old.
All right. You're 63 now. I tell you about being a mom, but you've already done that part. You have grandchildren. Here's the thing you need to do. You need to focus on yourself. You'd find a younger man, maybe a man on the radio, maybe a man in his late 30s. Either way, you need to find some pleasure. And my name's Coach Ted.
Offering your services up?
He didn't say that. He was just throwing out a suggestion.
Hey, okay. He said, give his mom advice. I gave it. And I give a lot.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. It's Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails, guys. Booze, buds, and bitches. Back in junior high and high school days, as far as what blew up, my friends and I used to have this party we called Microfest.
Microfest?
We would just get together and blow stuff up in the microwave. Some of the highlights, eggs. They are awesome. It takes a while, but they really blow up. CDs make lightning in the microwave. Marshmallows get giant and then shrink afterwards. Grapes, I honestly can't remember what they did, but I remember it was cool. Fair warning, though, for those kids at home listening, it makes your house sting for about a week if you try those things, and you can blow up your house and catch a microwave on fire, just like I did. Keep up the chaos, Ed from Port.
When you said Microfest, my first thought was beers or dosing?
Right. That's exactly where my head went.
Old Macholas, as far as what blew up, we were out in Yakima around 2014 while I was in the Army doing hand grenade range training. When you throw, you yell frag out if it's a normal throw or grenade if it's a short throw. Hanging out with our platoon medic, I heard a particularly loud explosion and being a smartass remarked, wow, someone just died, making fun of the short throw. And then the word came over the throwing line, medic. Our medic's expression changed rapidly. I felt horrible. He sprinted up there. The soldier throwing the grenade was all right. He was not hurt. He had tripped and dropped the grenade into the sump designed to catch dropped grenades. Despite getting his foot stuck halfway in the sump, he walked away fine, minus his rattled nerves. I'm still a smartass. Rock on, y'all. That from Ryan. As far as what blew up, guys, do you remember that exploding whale on the Oregon coast?
I
that
do.
Thing is legendary. Well, that, did they shoot it to blow it up, or did they actually use, or did it blow
it
up on its own? Gas?
I think it just blew up on its own.
Yeah.
I don't think they blew a whale up with dynamite.
Well, I just remember that it was an explosion. Where do you remember, like, the whale parts were falling out of the sky like rain?
Well, yeah, because it blew up.
I know, but I couldn't remember if they blew it up or actually the gases built up inside the whale and it blew up on its own.
I could be wrong. I'm hoping the state of Oregon is not just blowing up whales on the beach.
No, sir, it was living, man. Sometimes they do it on purpose because get there, they fill with gas, but no matter what you tell people, like, I don't know, don't pet a bison at Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. People don't listen. People are idiots. So they'll go there and do what they got to do to blow it up before it blows up on a person.
As far as a what spilled, guys, this story takes me back some 30 years. I used to work at Racks. Do you guys remember Racks?
Was that the steak place?
It's the Arby's.
Steak is in quotation.
Yeah, Racks was a roast beef place, and they had a salad bar.
Okay.
One day, I'm on salad bar duty and see the ranch dressing is empty. I go to the walk-in to get some more, and as I'm taking the five-gallon bucket of ranch off the top shelf, it slips through my hands, the lid pops off, and oh my God, 5 gallons of ranch proceeds to spill all over me and in every hole on my face. 30 years later, I still cannot eat any white dressings. That from Todd.
By the way, I'm dead wrong. In 1970, the state of Oregon used dynamite to blow up a rotting beached whale.
Oh, why do you have to use dynamite? As far as I've seen, if you throw a rock hard enough, that thing will blow.
I don't know. I don't know why it's not funny. It's just very weird. Like, you go to work one day and you're just putting dynamite into a dead whale. I mean, sorry.
What do you do?
Just seems like there's a
I blow up whales. I'm a whale blower.
Is there no other way to get rid of this?
No other way. Must be dynamite.
What spilled? Okay, so when I was young and still living at home, we were going to some dinner that my parents made us go to. My mom fixed a big pan of homemade noodles to take, and when she went to get in the car, she couldn't open the door because she was holding this pan. So she set the pan of noodles on top of the car, opened the door, put her purse in, got in, started it up. Then, as usual, backs out of the driveway, onto the road, and then we drive away. We got down to the stop sign where she had to turn left to get onto the highway, which she did, and then there went the noodles. All over the highway and the passing cars. My brother and I were in the back seat dying laughing, but this was short-lived because we then hurried and ducked down into the seat. Because instead of just going on, my mom pulls over and goes and gets her pan out of the middle of the highway and then starts scooping up some of the noodles out of the road.
Oh,
we were so embarrassed. That from Terry. And one more here, guys. Moved to Minnesota a few years back and bought an 1877 farmhouse. I built this thing, no big deal. I worked for a communication company and wore nice clothes. Trying to be a good husband, I remodeled in my spare time. Quote, Princess, now my ex, decided she wanted to pick the paint colors. My mistake for agreeing, so we buy paint on the way home. Soon after arriving home, it quickly went south on me. I get out of the car with a woman filling my arms with store crap and paint. Again, nice clothes. It was winter and it was cold out. Murphy's Law about to unleash on me. She opens the door to the house as the nice warm air hits me for some reason. The lid of one of the gallon of turquoise paint pops off. Everything happens in slow motion. Paint pukes all over the floor. The woman starts yelling. It gets better. Paint hits the floor and walls, doors, etc. In comes my German Shepherd, very happy to see us. In 5 seconds, my clothes were turquoise. Entryway, floor, door, ex-wife, and puppy is now sitting in said paint. And the woman is yelling at the dog. Dog freaks out, starts wagging his paintbrush tail. Now walls and doors are painted and more of the floor. She tells me it's my fault, obviously, somehow. That from Zippy B.
Zippy.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Once again, time for Who Sucks Less? Stephen Troy, hope you bring us 3 stories each and every week from the news. Each of them suck to their own degree, but we got to figure out which of these 3 stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have 3 competitors. We have a woman in Florida who, I guess she committed fraud, but you have to be extremely gullible to buy into her fraud. We also have a man from El Paso who was kind of involved in the mass shooting there, but wasn't quite accurate about exactly how he was involved. And then we have a story that we brought you last week. It's about a guy in England who just wanted to fight a $123 ticket. But let's start in Florida, where there's a 29-year-old woman named Sherry Yawanowicz. I'm not making this up. Sherry Yawanowicz.
Yawanowicz.
U-W-A-N-A-W-I-C-H. And keep in mind, I suppose she changed her name to this because back in 2007, when she was just 17 years old, she was working as a psychic when she met a woman at a mall in Houston, all right? So she managed to convince the woman that there was a curse on her family, and only Sherry could remove it. And the woman wound up spending, any guesses how much money this woman spent over the course of 7 years to have the curse removed?
$700,000. $100,000 a year.
How about $1.6 million over 7 years of the curse removal? Finally, in 2014, Sherry Yawanowicz barely had a crisis of conscience and admitted it was all a scam, but the woman went to the cops. So Sherry was in court last week, sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud. She also had to pay some of the money back. All right, so she's one of the people.
But I mean, sorry,
we'll get there. Well, I already know where you're going, and I probably agree. Now, let's we'll go to Washington, D.C., because there was a ceremony at the White House honoring 11 people for their bravery during the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. A 50-year-old guy named Chris Grant, he was supposed to be there, because keep in mind, he was shot during the El Paso massacre because he threw soda bottles to distract the shooter and keep him from shooting others. But it turns out that was not true. He was shot. But when the El Paso police reviewed the surveillance footage, they say Chris didn't do anything heroic. Spokesman said that his actions, quote, were basically the same human instincts as everyone else, survival instincts, but they were not heroic or as he described. Chris went to the White House anyway, but he didn't make it inside because it turned out he had an outstanding warrant. So the Secret Service detained him, which is what they do. His mother ended up going inside, and President Trump presented Chris's certificate of commendation to her instead. But after the ceremony, the White House removed Chris's name from the list of people being honored. Because they finally got wind of this and said, wait a minute. And now, we heard the story last week, we go to England, where a 71-year-old man named Richard Keedwell, he got caught doing 35 and a 30-mile-per-hour zone back in 2016. He was adamant that he was not speeding. He decided to fight the ticket. Now, the fine was £100, which is $123. And in the last 3 years, he spent $37,000 fighting it. About $26,000 on lawyers, the rest in the court fees. He claims that the speed camera that caught him must have been triggered by a different car in the lane next to him. But he lost his initial case, then he lost an appeal last month. The worst part is that the $37,000 that he spent, it was actually a large chunk of his son's inheritance. Now, Richard says he's just sick over it. He never expected it to drag on so long or cost so much, except for the fact that he allowed it to go on so long and kept spending the money. He says, quote, I regret the money. I very simply wanted justice. Whatever. So these are our three contenders. They're not the worst people in the world. You have the woman located in Florida, but she managed to con a woman in Houston out of $1.6 million over 7 years to remove the curse. That curse, I'm guessing, is gullibility. We have the woman or the man from El Paso, Texas, who was, in fact, shot during the mass shooting there. But he played it as though he was doing something heroic, and that's why he got shot. They revealed the surveillance. Like, you got shot for the same reason everyone else there got shot, because you were there, and an idiot with a gun shot people. And then we have the guy in England who has spent, oh, hell, $37,000 of his son's inheritance to fight a $123 parking ticket.
All over the board, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, Michelle says the psychic sucks the least. James says it's the psychic as well. I don't agree with the psychic part of this, and I'll tell you why. Because either way, this person, who obviously had a lot of money, was basically conned out of $1.6 million. The woman got 3 years in prison and was offered or ordered to pay some of that money
back. Some of the money back.
Some of the money back, but not all. That's a lot of money. $1.6 million.
There's no like, legal thing that says when you go to a psychic that it's real.
She just said I'm a psychic.
Right, you already believed her.
I guess you're right.
I think she sucks the least, but one, if you buy into psychics, that is on you. And I don't care what you believe, go do what you got to do for you. The only reason this woman got caught is because she came clean, because she actually felt bad, like, this woman is dumber than I thought she would be, right? So she came clean and just said, hey, I'm not a psychic. And then the woman went to the cops.
Right, because it's like, what she should have done is just say, hey, you're cured, the curse is gone, right? But because she didn't fessed that, up, yeah. like, but I mean, I think most psychics probably just don't fess up.
I mean, look, man, people sucker people out of money every day. I mean, hell, half the things that we sign up for, right? No one reads the fine print.
Joel,
is chicken or guac worth the $2? Probably not.
No.
You can replace a psychic with Joel Osteen.
Right, same thing, right?
You know what I mean?
Someone who's full of crap, he buys into your gullibility, exactly. And he plays you.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate continues there on who sucks less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We will drink a toast for the shot of the day in just 5 minutes, but first,
it's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love?
No.
Why is the sky blue?
Nitrogen.
Is that rash an STD?
Damn straight.
Is the world round?
Yes.
Is my mom a whore?
Yeah.
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room, then ask away. All right, we'll start with this one. It says, hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
I have done very little traveling over my 42 years on this earth. You three are the exact opposite. So I'm just curious, Where do you think that you will all end up after you retire? After you tell me, I have some personal predictions. Stay thirsty, bitches. That from Born in Bremerton. So, Ted, where do you think you'll be when you retire? You have any idea?
Dead?
Dead?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of great retirement stories these days.
Well, I mean, but where do you think you'll go?
I will only say this. Once I leave the city, I am not coming back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Steve the Thrill Hill.
Mexico or Australia.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet. Just depends on the weather.
Mexico or Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that easy.
All right, well,
the key is retiring.
He's got his own predictions, and he says this. Ted will forever love his adopted city and stay forever. He will become an icon of downtown Seattle.
You're saying yes. Yeah, I would love to stay in the Northwest for as long as I can.
Okay. A Thrill moved his whole family here, and his kids are young. He is staying, haunting local bars, and yelling at people to get off of his lawn. Which is not going to happen.
That's like right now.
Mexico. And he predicts that, Miles, you can't wait to get back to home sweet home West Virginia, undrinkable water and all. The call of Appalachia is too much for you to resist.
The call of Appalachia.
No, that's not correct at all. I have been there and I have done that. Nothing about West Virginia that's bad or anything. If you're there and you love it, you love it. But I've seen about everything that you can possibly see in West Virginia.
I've been there twice. I haven't seen it all, but I've seen all I need
to. You've seen enough, yes.
I saw a woman on stage singing karaoke in a wheelchair with a colostomy bag.
Wow, that is some classy stuff.
I would go back for that. And fellas, this is a sad, sad story. I cannot find your beer. I have scoured the aisles of department store after department store. I have driven literally tens of miles to specialty shops. I have put in request after request, and I have even begged Elysian Brewing themselves, all to no avail. I feel as if it's not too much to ask. I only wish to bestow upon my taste buds the delicious Men's Room Original Red, if only once. The heavenly nectar of the gods. Living in Omaha, Nebraska, and so far away from my homeland, I fear my pursuit is in vain. Tell me, my friends, will I ever, ever be deemed worthy enough to crack open a cold one bearing the label of our beloved Men's Room Red? Sincerely, that from Victor.
Victor, man, I wouldn't hope so. We could talk to Elysian and see what they could do, maybe to get it out there. They're on stuff like that. So.
Right. And as we learned, every single state is different as far as their laws, as far as what they bring in.
Every county of every state
even
is
in
different.
California, the jurisdictions between cities and one side of the city is different than the other side of the city. But they did say to Elysian, they wanted to get our beer into every single affiliate in the United States that we are a part of. And we thank them so much for that. So hopefully what we can do is get an affiliate down there close to you in Omaha, Nebraska, and that way the Elysian folks can do what they've always been doing and pumping those markets full of delicious Men's Room Original Red and Men's Room Golds. We'll talk to Elysian about that as soon as we get an
affiliate.
It's such
an obvious strategy, right?
It really is. It just makes complete sense. If you have a question for any of us here in the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, like many other public figures, Al took to Twitter to express his condolences to and for Cokie Roberts, the longtime political reporter whose career and influence spanned over 50 years. Now, Al's tweet read, quote, "I'm going to do this in my best Al Sharpton voice. Saddened to hear the passing of legendary journalist, and I quote, Cokie Roberts. Here's an Easter Sunday special we did in 2011. May she rest in peace." Now, to be fair, it read Cokie instead of Cokie, but generally, we can attribute that to autocorrect.
Sure.
I understand that. But the thing that made Al's condolences so remarkably phony was the picture of his and Cokie's 2011 Easter Sunday special. The picture he included was not Cokie Roberts. It was a very much still alive Christiane Amanpour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they don't even look the
not
same,
even
man.
Not remotely.
I mean, good God almighty.
Sound the same, look the same, report on the same thing.
Yeah, he didn't immediately pull it down, but he eventually pulled it down. But like anything, once you post it, there's a screenshot. So, yeah, it really affected him deeply when he doesn't even know what the woman looks like that he spent time with.
Yeah,
God. So we pour this, we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy! Yeah.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party on our stomach.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.